Hi, this is Christina Tarode with searchcio.com, and today we're speaking with Stephen John, CIO of global adhesives manufacturer H.B. Fuller out of St. Paul, Minnesota. H.B. Fuller is a 120-year-old company that has customers in 100 countries and 2009 revenue of $1.2 billion. Since joining H.B. Fuller in mid-2007, Stephen John renegotiated a $150 million outsourcing contract and refocused his team and the company on core business functions, outsourcing non-core functions to several cloud providers. Today we're talking to Stephen about innovation and business needs that are shaping the type of technologies H.B. Fuller is investing in. Stephen, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So there's a lot to talk about as far as innovation and how IT contributes to business innovation. What do you think is the CIO's role in innovation?
My job as a CIO, like any other C-level leader, is to have foresight and ambition for the business. And foresight is the start of innovation. What worries me is that so much of innovation in business today, especially in the technology arena, takes place in what I would call shadow IT. In other words, it's unknown to IT. They're business-led skunk work projects. When what should be happening is for innovation to be facilitated, and in some cases even led by IT. So the CIO needs to be out there with the business, understanding what they do and where they want to go, so that he or she can have foresight and ambition and facilitate or even lead innovation with the business.
It's interesting you mentioned shadow IT. Do you think that's happening more now with the cloud and services that are in the cloud?
Actually, I don't think so. I think that the business is actually leveraging IT around the cloud much as they would in a merger, where they're using IT to really do the due diligence work to make sure that the cloud offering is appropriate, that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And so I think it's actually drawn the two together, and it's placed business in the lead of those projects, as it should be.
So how do you calculate the risk, benefits, and return on investment of IT innovation?
For me, it gets down to one word, differentiation. So much time is spent inventing what someone else has already invented, not even improving on it, but just doing it because it's the way we've always done it, or we want it done our way instead of theirs. If you truly understand your business, your industry, your markets, your competitors, then you get real clear about what can differentiate you in the marketplace. If you start with that, then you have a context for understanding and calculating the risks and rewards. If you can't show how it will differentiate your business, then it's not worth the risk because there are no benefits and there is no return.
How about getting other people involved in the process of innovation? How do you create a culture of innovation?
I think there are two ways. First, you get IT engaged with the business so that there is no shadow IT, as we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Instead, you create an environment where there is business-led and IT-facilitated innovation. You need to make sure IT is there from the beginning so that we are not intentionally or unintentionally blocking innovation because we don't understand what the business is trying to do. And second, CIOs need to free up their departments so that they can invest time in the processes of innovation. There's an old saying, if you are doing something that someone else can do, then things that only you can do are not getting done. This applies to IT. Too often we do what other people can do, and in many cases what others can do better than we can. And because we are doing things that someone else can do, then in today's resource-constrained world, something that only we can do, only an IT resource that truly understands the business can do, like innovation, isn't getting done. So you have to create time, and you have to make it a priority.
What about, to switch gears a little bit, what technology or trend is causing you to rethink how you operate IT?
This is the great thing. Today's technologies, in particular cloud technology, free up IT departments to focus on innovation and to invest in what truly differentiates a business. So instead of spending a year or 2 years with the majority of your IT staff implementing an HR system, you go to the cloud and you subscribe to Workday, and you can put in the new HR system in 6 months with a fraction of the resources, or a CRM system if you leverage Salesforce.com in the cloud. The cloud is a higher level of outsourcing. You're not only outsourcing people, you are outsourcing processes and infrastructure. For the first time in the history of IT, IT can free itself from operational work so that it can focus on transformational and strategic work.
So in a way, it brings you closer to the business as opposed
Absolutely.
To being an officer.
You know, we're not in that too often, you know, operations almost acts as a black hole. And IT gets sucked into it, and that's where we spend all of our time, is in that back office, keeping things up and running. If we outsource that, then we can truly spend that time getting aligned with the business, understanding the business, and helping the business to grow and to become more profitable.
What business needs is shaping the type of technologies you're investing in?
A couple of thoughts there. The first would be reducing costs and focusing scarce resources on what truly differentiates the business, as we were talking about earlier. And again, you know, the technology that I think is really helping us there is the cloud, where you know it allows us to work more closely with the business, as we were just talking about. And another way that we haven't mentioned that it does that is a platform as a service. Salesforce.com has what's referred to as Force.com, and that's a development platform that multiple businesses can tap into. And actually, there's an ecosystem around that where different businesses can develop apps and then share them with each other. And so you can leverage it for rapid prototyping, you can leverage it for reducing costs by leveraging what other people have invented and quickly customizing it for your environment. And so you can truly get to that doing things more quickly for the business and less expensively for the business.
Have you actually taken advantage of that at all? Is your company?
Yes, we're actually piloting a couple of things. We haven't you know, drunk the Kool-Aid yet, but we are having several pilot projects where we are leveraging platform as a service, in this case, Force.com, to develop capabilities. One of the great things is before 4 weeks ago, Force.com was a proprietary platform, and they've just recently opened it up so that you can use Ruby on Rails and Java in developing. And so it's by becoming an open environment, it really kind of allows, I believe, a larger ecosystem and will really kind of make that technology take off.
Thank you for your time today, Stephen.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
So this has been Christina Terode with CertCIO, talking to Stephen John, CIO of H.B. Fuller.